Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
Got to put my hands up in the air.
Tell you what's not exciting.
Yes.
Looking for a house. And we did that over the weekend, Ned. It was literally a living, breathing nightmare going for 15 open home inspections on the weekend. If you've ever tried to move in Canberra, you know exactly what we're talking about. You are herded through the open homes like cattle.
Yep.
The person from the real estate, whoever that might be, varies from disinterested to very, very polite.
Yes.
There is a scale.
Yep.
And there is a difference between obviously no one is interested in this house and everyone's interested in this house, so I don't even really have to speak to you if I don't want to.
Exactly. You can tell when they know they hold all the cards. Yeah, they hold the keys to the house, but they can tell when they're in charge.
I could not imagine like playing God more than that job, because they're sitting there, everyone's walking through the house and you'd just be like standing there with your clipboard going, nope, nope.
Not today.
It's just, oh,
that, they decide that rush. Whether or not we live or not.
Yeah, whether we have a roof over our heads or not.
Not so much live.
I was going to say, it's not the Hunger Games, it's looking for a house. It's a little bit grim, mate. So we spent the whole weekend doing that in the pouring rain. My mum is here helping us look for a house, Jenny,
yep.
And she is getting annoying. There's so many demands on mum because she's looking for both of us to find houses at the moment. She's like our guardian angel.
Yep.
But at the same time, we're not holding up our end of the bargain. We're not filling out paperwork that we're supposed to. It's terrible. We're the bad sons. You being the adopted son, me being the actual son.
Exactly. She's like, meet me halfway, please. And we're saying, we're not even going to do 2%.
We're starting today. Starting today, we're getting our paperwork in order and all of that. But the problem was, we were driving around, and we're still learning suburbs, obviously. We're brand new to town. And I know that's not what anyone wants to hear. We are, and we're learning quickly.
Mm.
Big lesson yesterday, driving around, having a look at some of the suburbs. Started driving past one particular part of town.
Yes.
Saying to mum, who was in the back of the car, going, God, look at these houses.
Where are the rentals here?
These houses are huge. They're amazing. What is there anything available in this suburb?
I mean, look at the gates at the front of them. They're enormous. You couldn't get better security.
Yeah, the security's fantastic. That's amazing. And everyone's like, the lawns are perfectly maintained.
Yeah.
We were driving through the part of town with all the embassies. Literally trying to move into an embassy.
I could be the ambassador for Turkey.
If anybody wants me to live in the South African High Commission, happy to be there. If they've got a spare room, I'll crash there. That'd be great.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Josh, you and I have just moved across the country. We were originally in WA.
Yes, so we were doing a radio show over there. Maybe not be able to tell by how badly this has been going this morning, but
no way.
We were doing this only a week ago.
Yep, and so we've come over from there, but a pattern that was starting to form because we're coming into summer is that over there, I, particularly this summer, have been attacked by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I was having a real tough time over there. And honestly, it's carried over onto here. I didn't realize there were so many mosquitoes around this.
Wait a second. So you were selling this just before Rita Ora that you were going to talk about what I'm jealous of.
Yes.
I know what you're about to say.
Then I will carry on because it is the most ridiculous thing. We were walking around yesterday and I got bitten again. I got bitten underneath my watch, which I don't understand how mosquitoes gotten under there, but I've been bitten underneath my watch. And I was complaining to you about it because I think it's unfair. And you said one of the weirdest things I think I've ever heard in my life. You said, why are they going after you and not me? You're openly jealous.
Look, I don't know if I'm... Yeah, I am, okay? What have you got that I don't have? Why are the mozzies... Your blood surely isn't sweeter than mine. Like,
maybe. I don't know.
I was reading a story about this the other day. Apparently it's got something to do with sweat or something, but you don't sweat that
I
much
never
more
sweat.
Than me. Like, what is it? What is it about you?
You've got a stronger
jawline than me, but surely that's got nothing to do with why mozzies are after you.
They haven't attacked my face yet, but I'm saying that this is a weird thing. I'm jealous of you, but I don't outwardly display it.
You're jealous of me because I'm not getting stung by
mosquitoes.
Exactly.
But you're jealous because you're not getting attention by insects.
I tell you what it is. Yeah. I know what it is. Yeah. I'm fat. It's because I've got the little extra layer of body fat compared to you. They look at you and they go, oh, I can see his veins.
Yeah.
There's no fat on those bones. straight in there to the good stuff. They see me and go, oh, I'm going to have to do a bit of digging, a bit of work to get through some of that lard.
I really don't think mosquitoes have inner monologues, but if they did, I'm sure it wouldn't be, oh, that guy's a bit fatter than the other one.
This is what Pixar's done wrong. Now I think every animal has a complex structure of its entire life.
You need to rework what you're going to get upset about. This should not be on the list.
I need to hit the gym so that I don't feel so self-conscious in front of mosquitoes.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Ned, yep. I was just saying a little second ago that those, you know, political tell-all books, sometimes they can be a little disappointing because you kind of think, I'm going to hear all this juicy gossip.
Yeah.
And you kind of go, oh, I probably could have worked that one out for myself. It's not really that exciting.
Well, the tell-all sometimes, I mean, especially with politicians, like you pretty much see what you get a lot of the time. Like there's some things that go on behind the scenes, but pretty much if you've seen it on TV, you're like, oh, cool. Especially today with Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, there's a little bit of social,
social media.
A little bit of social commentary from the 89-year-old Ned over there. Fantastic. Thanks, mate. Yeah. No, look, the tell-all book is actually this time about Donald Trump.
Yeah, right.
US President Donald Trump, written by a couple of his campaign aides, apparently, and they've got some secrets to tell.
They've got it all to tell.
Okay, so you want to know what one of the big tell-all moments in this book apparently is?
Yes.
His campaign diet. Apparently, it needs to be heard to be believed and all that sort of stuff. So yeah. What I'm going to do right now is an impromptu game show where I'm going to give you one guess and one guess alone as to what Donald Trump's main food source would have been on the campaign trail. Are you ready to go?
So what he was eating the most of.
Yep, going to give you some time to think. Have a little bit of a think now.
I didn't really use. I just was enjoying the music then. Yeah, I'd say McDonald's probably.
Correct. That absolutely is it. And that is kind of what I'm sort of talking about with this tell-all book. Yeah. Like how that would have been my first guess. Yeah. I don't need to read the book to hear that. Yeah. Apparently, had a very very big diet of on-the-go takeaway. That was his main diet group on the campaign trail.
Of course. Why not? That's what I'd do if I was on the campaign trail, and they were like, "What would you like, Ned?" I would say fast food always.
Every single time. I tell you what, there is some more details though. Apparently also got into multiple packages of Oreos, refused to continue eating from a previous package if it had already been opened.
Good. Yeah. I understand that. If I was the most powerful man in the free world, I'd never eat reopened Oreos.
It's like, I like the fact that even when he was on the campaign trail, that confident he'd win, that he was sitting there going, someone could have poisoned those Oreos.
Don't trust them.
I'm going to need them unopened. Thanks very much. They'll know how to get me through the Oreos.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Now, Ned, you've got some royal news, which I'm pretty excited about.
I know. You love the royals, mate. You cannot wait for season 2 of The Crown.
I'm looking forward to The Crown. Yeah, okay. So let's we're getting to know you. I watch old people shows on Netflix, and I'm not going to apologise for that. It's a little bit different. I'm only 26, so there's no real reason I should be into The Crown and Downton Abbey and stuff, but I am. And I won't let you make me feel bad about it, okay?
I know you won't let me make you feel bad, but you should. There's something inside you should feel weird about that.
I do not feel bad about it.
Well, you'd love it at the moment.
You get very mad at the royal family though, Ned. You are not a fan of the concept of a royal family.
And I think they can be a family. That's fine. I just don't think it needs to be publicised.
I think, and we've talked about this on our previous show, we talk about it here probably a bit because it's an issue you need to work through. It stems from jealousy. I think you don't like the idea of a family being different and special, whereas you don't feel special.
I feel like everyone should take a turn.
Okay.
Maybe pull a name out of a hat and you go, okay, for the next 10 years, these guys are going to be the royals.
Royal family, yeah.
All right. Well, you would love this because at the moment, it is an absolute bonanza when it comes to the royal family. There's so many news stories because Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have been engaged.
Yes, Meghan Markle from Suits.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Prince Harry from the royal family. Yep. Very good.
As the prince.
Yep.
And so there's been a news story coming out because apparently it took Kate Middleton 3 months to make a public appearance after they're engaged.
Yeah.
It's taken old Meghan Markle only 3 days.
Yeah, right.
And people are saying she looks stoked.
She was.
It's almost as if she's just gotten engaged.
I saw this news story as well. They were saying she did a great job, handled the royal duties well and greeting people and that sort of stuff.
I saw that as well. And it made me think because, yes, I have seen that she's handled the royal duties quite well, but she's an actress. She should be able to handle it very well. She should be able to act like a royal because she is an actress. A very famous one at that. She's quite good in Suits. So I'm saying wait a minute. Sorry. Like
so
a princess.
I'm sorry. Just stop for a second. Just wait a second. So what? Your entire basis for why you think Meghan Markle did a good job the other day is because she's an actress.
She could turn it
on. So she should just be immediately able to act like a princess.
Do you think Anne Hathaway is a princess? Because she acted in The Princess Diaries or whatever that was called very well.
Yeah, but I also don't think because George Clooney was on ER, he's automatically a doctor. Like, you still need to go to medical school. I don't think just being an actor or an actress means that the thing you're doing... Sandra Bullock's not an astronaut. She was in Gravity, played a very convincing astronaut, absolutely not going up to Mars on the first mission.
And you don't think she could give it a good crack? If they put her up there, you don't think she'd know more than you?
Well, as you know, I'm a big fan. Sandra Bullock probably could nail it. But at the same time, Meryl Streep isn't Margaret Thatcher. Do you get what I'm saying here? These things don't equal one plus two equals you're that thing.
I think Meryl Streep would be a better princess than Meghan Markle because she has previous experience.
I was gonna
put it on her resume. Previously a princess.
I think you're previously and currently an idiot.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer, mej.com.au.
We are new to town with your new breakfast show. But look, honestly, it's December, January. It's the time when a lot of people are trying to find homes in Canberra. You and I went to 15 open homes on Saturday.
It's a big day.
We're just touring around the nation's capital trying to find a roof to put over our heads. Now, the issue here is I need to have a bit of a chin wag with my good friend Ned.
How's it going, friend?
And unfortunately, I don't have any other venue to do it but right now, right here,
we just
into
had,
these microphones.
We just had 2 minutes where you could have brought it up.
I'm doing it now. Can I just ask you a quick question, mate?
Yeah.
Do you know what an open home is when you're looking for rental properties?
Yeah, of course I do.
Can I ask you a follow-up question to that then? That's good. Whose furniture do you think is in the houses that we go and look at? Like, you know how they've got like little notebooks and like computers, or maybe there's a TV with some chairs?
Well, I'm guessing the homeowner.
All right.
Or whoever's renting it before. What a stupid question.
So the current tenant.
Yes.
Yeah, who's probably going to leave.
Yes.
So you are aware of that. Like, you didn't think, oh, somebody's written their uni notes out and they've just, that's like a prop to show you how your life could be if you lived here.
No, I think they're just the tenant's things.
You get, that's the current tenant's things.
Yes.
Cool. Well, then you've got no excuse for what I'm about to say.
What?
Which is, over the weekend, in multiple bedrooms, I caught you crop dusting. So you were walking through people's bedrooms in these open houses farting, and you know full well that that's still somebody's bedroom. They've just left for 20 minutes so there can be an open home, and you're just in there. What is wrong with you? Who are you as a person? That's disgraceful.
Can I please plead my case?
Well, I mean, honestly, your way out was saying, oh, no, I thought they were prop furniture. I didn't realise this was still someone was still living there. You didn't take that way out.
Yeah, I really have been sabotaged here.
How? How do you live with yourself? How do you sleep at night?
Quite easily.
You're
honestly,
farting
like
into someone's bedroom. That's where they sleep at night.
I would like to please plead my case. I've got two reasons for why I'm doing this. The first of all is that I actually needed to go to the toilet quite badly. So the fact they got off scot-free with just a bit of contaminated air, they should count themselves
so
lucky.
You think because you didn't say to the real estate agent, may I just use the... Yep,
is there toilet paper in there?
The facilities? Yeah. Okay, so that's... No.
That's my first reason.
No one does that at an open home.
I feel like I was very, very considerate of everyone. My second reason is that if I'm going to live in this house, I want to be able to know that I can break some wind and feel comfortable. Because I'm about to live there. I don't care whose stuff's in there. I want to be able to know that if I'm in the comfort of my own home, that I can break some wind and I can go, you know what? That wasn't too bad.
It's not a car. You can't go for a test drive of your house.
Yeah.
The next time we go to an open home, you're going to be walking out in your jocks with a pair of Doritos just sitting on the couch going, yeah, this works. I can play some Call of Duty here.
And I'd be well within my rights
you
to do that.
You absolutely would not be within your rights. You're an animal. No more open homes for you.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
This morning we are talking about, on 131060, Captain Superlike across the desk from me. Ned,
that's
you
fine.
Superliked somebody on Tinder, yesterday?
Yep, yesterday. Actually, no, Saturday.
How well? Okay, so that's made it even worse now. 48 hours, no response. I'm saying Superlikes are super creepy.
Let me just check. Don't worry. Carry on.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Super likes, super creepy.
Doesn't
and
matter.
And that is what I think it is. You think it works. You think it's a way to go.
I think it's absolutely the way to go because I think it's a leap of faith from the person who's super liking everyone else because you're essentially going, I would like to demonstrate that I'm interested straight off the bat.
The best thing here is I don't actually have to listen to you. We can just go to 131060 right now. We got Deb on the line from Kingston. Now, Deb, what do you think of the super like?
Well, I get super liked a bit and I also get normal matches. So I know what the difference is, what the guys look like.
Mm.
But the super like guys tend to look a little bit creepy.
Yep.
Like,
Deb,
you've got something wrong with them.
Deb, I don't want to stereotype here, but I'm sitting across the desk from someone who looks a bit weird and does have a lot of things wrong with them. So
how dare you?
Honestly, I think
it matches the demographic.
Yeah, you might be bang on the money. I think there, Deb.
You've made a generalisation that apparently has turned out to be correct.
If you're the prototype version of what Deb's talking about, yes, I agree with Deb.
I think I pull it off, honestly, Deb.
131060 is the number to call. We've got Taylor on the line. Taylor, what do you think about the super like?
Basically, I think it's always creepy.
Okay.
Unless the guy's really cute, then yeah, pretty much it's just always.
Wait
creepy.
For this, Taylor. Here we go.
And I feel like I'm in one of those camps.
Yeah, creepy. Creepy. Creepy is the camp you're definitely in.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Right now, we're playing Canberra's newest radio game.
Mm.
It is called What You Get Up To. It's the way we check in with what you've been up to over the weekend.
Yeah.
And we use some apparatus in the studio.
Yeah.
The Hat of Destiny. And inside the Hat of Destiny are a bunch of activities that you might have got up to over the weekend. Producer Maddie wrote them all up. He's put them into the hat. We will pick one out each, which we've done. Then we will answer the call of destiny. Whatever the caller on the call of destiny has done will give the person corresponding with the activity a point.
Yep.
The first person to 5 points in radio tradition will get to give the other person a horrible dare of destiny.
It's too much destiny.
There's a lot of destiny going on in the studio this morning. And in that spirit, we say a very big hello to Kerry from Nichols. Kerry, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. Yes, I'm great. How does it feel to be the call of destiny?
Oh, it feels fantastic. What a way to start Monday.
What a way to start any week, really. Yeah, I mean, this is absolutely the way to kick off a week, being a part of destiny this morning, Kerry. Now, Kerry, without giving us the activity you had, did you enjoy your weekend?
I did. Just had my daughter's birthday on. So.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. I mean, my activity, to recap for everybody, was bought an inflatable pool.
Maybe.
Your activity was?
My activity was watched an Anne Hathaway movie. Maybe for the party, they got a pool.
Yep.
Maybe they watched The Princess Diaries 1 and 2.
Could also be that. All right, Kerry, you are the call of destiny, which means now that the preamble of all of our small talk is over, the obligatory small talk, we have to ask you one question. What did you get up to over the weekend?
I watched an Anne Hathaway movie.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Good on you, Ned.
The first point to me.
Kerry, sorry, our excitement cut you off then. What movie was it?
It was Ella Enchanted.
Ah.
Right. So
was it part of the birthday party?
No, it was actually on the Friday night before.
Okay.
A TV movie.
Right. All
it's
right.
A big night.
Was it on TV?
It was.
Producer Maddie really screwed me on this one. It was on TV.
I've been favoured here.
Thank you, Kerry.
Get up with Ned and Josh. Ned and Josh's great Aussie butler is your ticket to avoiding queues at the Common Street Feast.
Okay, who's got food in here?
But to get a butler, you need to be a butler.
Yes.
Hungry, gluttony never tasted so good at the Common Street Feast.
There is no great Aussie battler here. We are looking for somebody to become absolutely the opposite of that with their own butler. That's what we're hoping to give you.
Yes.
A VIP package at the Commons, including a butler for you and your mates, so you don't need to stand in line. $200 voucher to spend as well. It's going to be awesome. Now, we need to actually work out how we're doing this because you and I have gone kind of mad with Power, our brand new breakfast show, Ned.
Yes, exactly.
We've decided the way to give this away is to try and get a butler for ourselves.
If you would like a butler, you should probably go through what a butler has to go through and become our butler. It all checks out.
It's a give-to-get type situation.
Yes.
And that is why we say hello to Blair from Harrison this morning. How are you, Blair?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yes, not too bad. Thank you. Now, are you ready to be a butler? Is that what I hear?
I think it's destiny, guys.
Yes, you're there. You're another caller of destiny. Fantastic. Yeah. Everyone loves the destiny. This is good. All right, Blair. Okay, here we go. Now, what we need you to do this morning, because we are going to set you a task, this is going to happen every day this week. Our first task. All right, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
We're kind of hungry.
I'm starved.
Look, it's the common street feast isn't for a while, so what we're hoping for is maybe you would hook us up with some food, Blair.
Yeah, for sure.
But we have a very specific order.
Yeah.
I would like hot cakes from McDonald's with an extra packet of syrup. Yeah, cool.
You want extra syrup?
I'd also like a small orange juice.
And I have been instructed to get a sausage McMuffin as well.
For who?
For tech Alex here. He said he's very hungry, and so we're going to use our butler in favor of everyone here in the station.
Are you getting anything for yourself, Ned?
I'll have a hash brown. That's all I want.
Okay.
Just the one.
I'm peckish. I've got the most extravagant meal, yep. So now I'm feeling kind of rude towards Blair. Blair, are you ready to go with this?
Yeah, of course.
Do you want to repeat the order back to me?
So, hotcakes, yep. Syrup,
yep.
Orange juice, and a hash brown.
Yep, and
one more thing.
Oh, and a sausage muffin.
There you go. You've got it. Tech,
you
Alex,
absolutely
fantastic.
Got it.
And Blair, also, not to put the pressure on, but we're going to need that before the show finishes this morning. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before 9 a.m.
What does that mean? You've got 42 minutes to go.
Oh my god. Yeah,
We've truly gone mad with power.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned.
Yep.
We ticked a rite of passage for a Canberra residents off our list over the weekend. Probably one that we should have left till a little bit later.
We delve right into something that we've been told the locals do. So I feel like we're already a part of the community. You and I, Josh, yesterday decided to go down and become members of Costco.
We're Costco members already.
We don't have houses, but we are members of Costco. I don't even have a car and I'm a member of Costco.
I'm looking at my little membership card.
Yep.
Honestly, PS, the crew at Costco, just the nicest people, but they are on it if you try and go through the front entrance without a membership card.
We wanted to have a quick look around and they were not having that.
I've been to clubs with bouncers who aren't that on it. They were ready to go. They were like, have you got a membership? We're like, no. Like, well, you need to get one. We're
exactly.
Like, okay, all right then.
So you and I walking around, obviously.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I've never been into a Costco and my life is different now. Like before yesterday, I was a person.
Mm.
Now I'm a different person.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now you're a gold member.
I am actually.
So we're walking around, having a look at the TVs, having a look at the clothes. There's clothes there. I didn't realize that there is literally everything there. You were going to get contact lenses and I was looking at TVs.
Yeah.
Not often can you do that in the same shop.
Contact lenses and coffins in the same store. It's incredible.
We did, however, get to the food aisle, and that's pretty much where you fell off the bandwagon.
That was our nirvana.
Yeah.
Just walking around, taking a little bit of a look at Paradise on Earth. Such wholesale foods in bulk. This is the way to shop for food. I've never experienced this before.
And so you decided that the thing that you were going to pick up and potentially buy. Like I said before, we don't have houses. I don't have a car. We have nothing. We're still living in a hotel. You were going to buy a 3-kilogram tub of Nutella.
What of it?
Several things of it. First of all, what are you planning on doing with it? You don't have toast. You don't have bread. You live in a hotel. You don't even have a table in your hotel room.
Could take it down to the buffet.
You're going to take a 3-kilogram tub down to the buffet. They cook gourmet omelets down there, and you're going to take essentially an industrial-sized tub of Nutella down.
It is. It's a food service tub of Nutella.
I am just worried because I didn't do it.
Let's make that very clear.
Only because I guilted you enough to not do it. But I feel like the second you get a house, that's the first purchase.
Damn straight.
It was going down the aisle of spoon in tub. That's how we're eating it. That's how we're consuming it. Is that close to what was going to happen?
That's exactly what we're going to have.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Yep. Over the weekend, we were told to expect torrential downpours, everything going on left, right and centre.
The phrase I kept hearing was, you're expecting a month's worth of rain in a weekend. So I was very excited.
Superstorm 2017 was what we were told to expect. Superstorm 2017. Mm. Now, look, I am kind of confused this morning because there was a absolute truckload of rain on Saturday.
Yep.
You and I went to see about 15 open homes and we were out in the rain the entire time. I've walked in this morning, Kat, producer Maddie, everybody's talking about how disappointing the level of rain was in Canberra over the weekend. Mm. They were expecting it to be mayhem. I don't know what these people are ready for disasters to happen and stuff, but they were expecting way more rain.
It's like that show, what's it called? Doomsday Preppers?
Yeah, maybe they are. They had cans of baked beans. Yeah. They were packed. They were ready to go.
Stocked up on spam, ready to go, and nothing happened.
Oh, well, the thing is, I dispute that because you agree. You said it wasn't that exciting.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We were out in it all day on Saturday. There was there was so much rain. On Sunday, there were lakes that appeared that weren't there the day before.
But the thing, the way they built it up was like it was the second coming of Noah. Like everyone in Canberra needed to build an ark. And it was like, it was okay, but it stopped raining for a lot of the time.
Somebody who was out and about with us on Saturday, who also said there wasn't enough rain, is my mum, Jenny. She's on the phone right now. How's it going, mum?
Yeah, good, love. How are you?
Yeah, no, doing the first show. We'll remind you, different to the old radio show, this is live right now. So, just...
Okay.
I mean, your mum's not known for swearing.
She's off the rails. I have no idea. I have no idea what Jen might say. Now, mum, you were with us on Saturday. What was your problem with the rain levels? It was raining the entire time we were out.
Oh, no, I was waiting for Armageddon to happen. It was so disappointing, the build-up to it. I thought it was going to be this thunder, lightning. It was going to be great storm stuff, and it was...
Barely any, rain. I would say. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it just rained. Yeah.
Do you know what I...
Very disappointing.
Do you know what I find very disappointing about this, mum? You're currently staying at an Airbnb. Mm.
Very nice one too, by the way.
Did you just want KJ and Hudson's house to be flooded, did you? You were expecting the roof to cave in? Why were you wanting this to happen? They've been lovely to you.
It's exciting.
I just love a great storm situation.
I think you'd like to watch people have to rebuild their homes, mum.
Exactly. There's no consequences for Jenny. She just gets to leave in the night.
You'd probably leave them a 2-star rating. Be like, would have been better if the roof didn't cave in. Disgraceful, Jenny.
Get up with Ned and Josh.
Right now, Ned, we are peeling into a segment that hopefully is going to take Canberra by storm. It's called the Job Game.
That's right. It's called the Job Game. We've played this game before, but we'll introduce it to everyone else. What it is a game that all you need to play is a job. That's it. Yep. That's why it's called the Job Game.
You get on the phone, 13 10 60 if you have a job. Now, the way this works is there is currently no champion of the Job Game. It is a carryover championship system.
Yep.
There is no champion. So we're going to take a guess each.
Yep.
Got two callers ready to go.
Yep.
You are going to ask a question. I'm going to ask a question. They have to be vague in nature.
Exactly.
And then whoever's having the challenge will try and guess what the caller does for a living. It's called the Job Game. Could not be more simple.
So... who are we going to do first? Am I going to guess first or are you going to guess first?
I think you guess first.
I'll guess first.
You
then,
guess
okay?
first. So right. You guess first, I get the first question.
Okay, all sounds
right.
good.
Okay, we're saying hello right now to Crystal from Gingalan. How are you, Crystal?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Very
thank
well,
you.
Thank you, Crystal.
Now, are you ready to play the job game?
I am ready to play the job game.
Okay, so we're going to guess what you do for a living. First question, in order to give us a clue, has to be vague in nature.
Your question first.
Would you say, Crystal, you prefer Mount Franklin or Pump if you had to pick bottled water?
Pump.
Pump, there we go.
Has that helped me?
Hasn't helped you at all. That's the point. I don't want you to get this right. I want to be the champion.
Cool, so that's how we're going to play this?
That's how we're going to do it.
Very well.
I didn't help you at all.
Okay, Crystal, are you at work right now?
No.
Okay. No, Crystal's not at work right now.
And now my guess?
Here you go. You got to guess. You got to guess what Crystal does for a living.
Now I know Crystal likes Pump and she also is not at work.
Good, you've got a lot to work with. What does Crystal do for a living?
Crystal, are you a... reporter. You were like a writer.
A journalist.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Okay.
Incorrect. Incorrect. What do you do, Crystal?
Doesn't someone else need to have a guess?
No. That was Ned's guess. He didn't get it right. Mm. So now we can safely know what you do.
Well, I'm the owner of a male stripper company.
There we
Brilliant.
Go.
There we go.
I can absolutely say Ned would not have guessed that this morning.
Not the top of my list, no.
Crystal, thank you so much for the call this morning.
That's all right. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much. Now, we've got Kavina on the line. How's it going this morning?
Good. How about you?
Yes. No, I'm not too bad. Thank you very much. Now, Ned is going to ask you your first question if you are ready to play the job game.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Do you think that the Monstars in Space Jam should have won the game or do you think they should have lost?
You think the Looney Tunes should have lost?
I think I'm the only person who's never seen Space Jam.
Okay, and that's a perfect answer because it's not even any information about a question
about
that didn't matter
whatsoever. Yeah. Okay.
Brilliant.
Would you say, Kavina, that you work Monday to Friday, set hours?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck.
Kavina, are you an accountant?
No.
Mm. That makes sense.
This is the most anticlimactic game in the history of radio.
I'm glad we're finishing our first show on it.
What do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
Accountant or lawyer? I know they're not that similar. In my mind, they're pretty similar.
No, of course they are.
They're just smart people jobs. That's why they're close in my mind. Kavina, thank you so much for being part of this awful segment. I really appreciate it.
No worries.
Thank you very much. That is the end of the job game. No champion at the moment, so we're going to have another go at this. Yeah. Shall we call it?
Yeah, let's call it.
That is the end of the first Ned and Josh show on Hit 104.7. Thank you so much for sticking with us, Canberra. We've had a lot of fun this morning. We're going to be back from 6 a.m. tomorrow. Big news about Taylor Swift, and you're going to hear a little bit more about that for your workday coming up next. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Get up with Ned and Josh.